L is for the way you look.
Hi, I'm Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority. I have a simple message for Chuck Schumer and for Bob Casey. It's over.
Extraordinary E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
Look, I shut my phone off Friday night because I couldn't handle the phone calls and texts and emails from thousands of ICE agents and Border Patrol agents excited about the rumor I'm coming back.
Me, oh, it's for the only one I see. V is very, very
excellent. No, thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
Love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Well, we just need to lighten the mood up there just a little bit. Fear is just thrown at everyone 24/7 throughout the media. They want you to believe that it's the end of the world as they try to prepare anything that they can to destroy our excitement for President Trump. Of course, that's how it works. But the tides are turning against the enemy. And when this happens, they throw out all this fear. Let's start one at a time so we won't have this inauguration, right? That's what they want. Always something. We will get into this and all the drama around the border and more picks that Trump has put into place, and also The View having to admit the truth and stop their lies. Every day is like a birthday for us. Let's continue to celebrate, shall we?
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear-armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon. Nothing is more important than avoiding that nightmare. We will avoid it, but we need new leadership. Every day this proxy battle in Ukraine continues, we risk global war. We must be absolutely clear that our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. This is the central issue. We need peace without delay. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad, while they turn us into a third world country and a third world dictatorship right here at home. The State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all of the rest need to be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep staters and put America first. We have to put America first. Finally, we have to finish the process we began under my administration of fundamentally reevaluating NATO's purpose and NATO's mission. Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. It's the abolition of our national borders. It's the failure to police our own cities. It's the destruction of the rule of law from within. It's the collapse of the nuclear family and fertility rates like nobody can believe is happening. It's the Marxists who would have us become a godless nation worshiping at the altar of race and gender and environment. And it's the globalist class that has made us totally dependent on China and other foreign countries that basically hate us. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas while keeping us distracted from the havoc they're creating right here at home. These forces are doing more damage to America than Russia and China could ever have dreamed. Evicting the sick and corrupt establishment is the monumental task for the next president. And I am the only one who can do it. I'm the only one that can get the job done. I know exactly what has to be done.
Amen. So President Trump coming out, of course, everyone's been pretty much talking about this Ukraine and missiles. Ukraine didn't fire long-range U.S.-made missiles until the 1,000th day of this war, and less than 48 hours after Biden announced that they could. This just so coincidentally happened after Trump won in a landslide. Biden's promise for a peaceful transition was a lie. He's trying to set the world on fire on his way out so defense contractors can rake in their billions. You know, Anna Polina Luna said, not one more cent to Ukraine, period. But, you know, they celebrate the enemy. They can't stand victory on our side, and they'll do all they can to stop it. And just a video for you to watch here.
Несложно предположить географию ответа в случае,
если said, is not the response if the White House's short press release becomes a reality. All European capitals are under threat if our missiles stand up in Kaliningrad, Berlin, Warsaw, all the Baltics, Paris, and this is Russia TV speaking, folks, televised about what would happen in Europe if they sent off their missiles. Bucharest, of course, American bases in Germany, Garmisch, Partenkirchen, Patch Barracks, Spangdahlem, Ramstein. We will pay special attention to Britain as our traditional enemy, as a significant part of the Northern Fleet will work against it. Under attack, Washington puts not only London, but Manchester, Birmingham, and the largest naval base, Devonport, Scotland, where the King stores the nuclear missiles, the Trident, the port of Sheerness, Chatham Dockyard, and the county of Kent. Britain, at its most vulnerable, basically all it takes is three missiles, and this civilization will collapse. So they're just letting you know. This will play out, and it's the media, and we know who controls the media around the world. A lot of folks wonder, when all of this is playing out day by day, is this the scare event that was necessary? Many folks are speculating. We've talked about it. And of course, Ukrainian President Zelensky threatens Russia following the launch of a long-range U.S.-made missile. We now have the long-range Neptune missile, not just one. Now we have ATACMS, and we will use all of this. Of course, Putin, what don't you understand? Are we putting missiles near the borders of the United States? No. It's the U.S. with their missiles coming to our home. They're literally on our doorstep. Is this really too much to ask? No more strike systems on our doorstep? If Vladimir Putin did not tolerate having NATO missiles on Russia's doorstep, what makes you think he'll tolerate NATO missiles actually being fired at Russia from Ukraine? The stupidity of the Biden administration is risking World War III. Of course, we know it's not Biden running it. If the enemy is running this whole thing, then you wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Of course, we've talked about this. These events that are playing out in front of the eyes of the people over and over again, we've got speculation from so many different people on the enemy we still have to fight against, and they still have control of psyops and able to do things to the psyche to make us believe that certain things are playing out. Whether they are or not, we still have to be in prayer.
U.S. officials say Ukraine fired eight American-made ATACMS into Russia. This video appears to show a launch, though we can't verify it. The target was a military facility in the Bryansk region of southern Russia, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. U.S. officials say the Russians may have shot down two of the missiles, powerful weapons with a maximum range of close to 200 miles.
First of all, it's going to help our troops right now at the front lines.
Oleksandra Ustinova is a member of Ukraine's parliament, who told us she lobbied the U.S. government to allow Ukraine to use the ATACMS deep inside Russia. The U.S. only agreed to it 2 days ago, worried it could escalate the conflict.
Are you angry that the U.S. didn't give Ukraine permission earlier to use the ATACMS deep inside Russia?
I'm really disappointed that every decision that the U.S. government is making comes about 6 months later than it was needed.
Russia accuses the U.S. of adding fuel to the fire. And today, Vladimir Putin approved a change in Russia's nuclear doctrine, lowering the threshold for a nuclear strike. A U.S. official called that irresponsible rhetoric.
So what do you think's going on, folks? Let us know below this video how this is all playing out day after day. Of course, the timing is just unbelievable. The military-industrial complex is going to lose all of their money when President Trump steps in. They don't like that. The other theory is if President Trump if the war starts, right, then the Biden administration can step in and say, well, because we're in this wartime scenario, we can't have an inauguration. We're going to just go ahead and stay in power. Mm-hmm. Bioclandestine, on the bright side, Putin has made it abundantly clear over the years that his only quarrels are with the corrupt Western oligarchs and not the American people. Putin knows what the deep state are trying to do. He knows if he can last until Trump returns, there will be peace. Very interesting. And then President Trump had this to say.
Russia took land under Bush, under Obama, and under Biden, they're going for the whole ball of wax. The only one they didn't take anything from was under Trump. They didn't take anything. Not from me, they didn't. The Ukraine disaster would have never happened. Iran also would have never, ever invaded Israel under President Trump. Nobody invaded anybody under Trump. China never even thought of invading Taiwan. Biggest ever embarrassment in Afghanistan would have never happened under Trump. To leave 13 dead soldiers, 45 horrifically wounded, and hundreds of people dead on that horrible day. Greatest embarrassment in the history of our country. Billions and billions of dollars of brand new military equipment left behind. Now, this is an incompetent administration. This is the worst administration in the history of our country. They've allowed millions and millions of people to come in, many of them criminals, many of them from mental institutions, and many of them terrorists. They've destroyed our country, but we're going to bring it back, and we're going to bring it back fast. Thank you very much.
Good that he keeps bringing up all this information for us to keep everybody at bay and understand how this is all playing out. The American people spoke last week when they elected Donald Trump by such a big margin. They flipped the Senate. It's about time they start listening to him.
Well, I think the American people spoke last week when they elected Donald Trump by such a big margin. They flipped the Senate and they kept a Republican majority in the House. They want accountability and they realize the only way for true accountability is to fire all these people. And obviously, Trump will go in on day one and fire Mayorkas, but it doesn't need to stop there. In the last segment with Vivek and with what Elon Musk is going to do, this is so important that Congress work with these individuals and work with the Trump administration to drain the swamp, to get rid of the deep state, to put public servants in that are going to get the backs of the American taxpayers, regardless of their political ideology.
Congressman,
oh, yeah. And if you guys are wondering, just saw this clip, I wanted to play it. Elon Musk was introduced to our military somewhere. And check out the reaction.
SpaceX CEO Tesla, Mr. Elon Musk.
Let me get back to that 1 second. Let me clip here and play.
SpaceX CEO Tesla, Mr. Elon Musk.
The the military, Space Force, I believe, reacting to Elon Musk when he's introduced. That's a pretty big reaction. Normally, it's just like, okay, thank you, sir, for showing up, and a couple of, you know, little claps here and there, but that was big. It means he's well known. Elon Musk said Matt Gaetz has three critical assets that are needed for the attorney general role: a big brain, a spine of steel, and an axe to grind. He is the Judge Dredd America needs to clean up a corrupt system and put powerful bad actors in prison. Gaetz will be our hammer of justice. And of course, while this is playing out, the Democrats are trying to stack the courts with radical left judges on their way out the door. Republican senators need to show up and hold the line, says President Trump. No more judges confirmed before Inauguration Day. That is for sure. Folks, this will help you out. Continue to move forward. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, "I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce." Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today.
And I don't care if it takes every second of our time and every ounce of our energy. We either get this government back on our side or we defund and get rid of, abolish the FBI, CDC, ATF, DOJ, every last one of them, if they do not come to heel.
Matt Gaetz at CPAC, while back. DC Drano, of course, said this is huge. Senator Mullen has confirmed he'll confirm Gaetz, even though he's been an extremely public critic of Gaetz in the recent past. If Trump can cut a deal for Mullen to vote Gaetz, then many other senators could soon be on board. Trump's getting his dream cabin. Of course, the View, you saw in the intro, that they had to basically put out a legal bulletin to everyone to protect themselves. This host, Sonny Hostin, was forced to issue a legal note on The View clarifying that incoming Gaetz, the attorney general, incoming, was found to have done no wrong during a 3-year DOJ investigation. Remember, they've been attacking him constantly. And finally, they realize, oh, shoot, we better stop. So here's what she said, followed by what we heard in the intro.
How could you nominate someone with allegations of child trafficking across state lines and having sex with a 17-year-old? My understanding further on in the interview, they discussed the fact that once he finds out that she's 17, he stops having sex with her.
Sonny.
Oh, boy. Lie after lie after lie. Then finally, they got hit with a legal hit, and it's also the fear of the attorney general marching in soon to cause all kinds of problems. And if you watch this again, notice how she looks like she's about to choke because she has to do what's right instead of what witches do, which is lie.
You have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi.
There's that look. Anybody ever seen that look before in the eyes of someone when they're like upset because they have to fess up?
Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a three-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. You guys ever want to sing that? Oh, I know. It's not really the Christmas, December 25th. I know. All right, here's Matt Gaetz.
So where is it? The laptop.
Sir, I'm not here to talk about the laptop. I'm here to talk about the FBI cyber program.
You are the assistant director of FBI cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Now, you're telling me right here is that as the assistant director of FBI cyber, you don't know where this is after it was turned over to you 3 years ago.
Yes, sir. That's an accurate statement.
Let's tell you what, Mr. Chairman. I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record of this committee the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop, which I'm in possession of.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And then everybody was in shock. What? He has the contents of the laptop. Oh, I am Ken shared this with us. Shouldn't all the congressional shush fund payments be revealed? Why? Because Adam Schiff paid a boy's family $7.6 million in damages. Get out of here. For an undisclosed lawsuit. We know what Pencil Neck has been up to. We know Schiff about that hotel and more. Most of you know just how evil he really is. I'm Ken. So now ask yourself why they are so afraid of Matt Gaetz being the attorney general. Let's see. Is there more fear out there? Oh, yeah. Oversight Project happened to show us this paper shredding truck at the DOJ, Department of Justice. We have maintained a physical investigative presence by the Justice Department, which also is more convenient for cooperating sources. Today, a paper shredding truck arrived. And of course, we're showing you that meme. Every three-letter agency for the next 2 months, they're going to be shredding away as if they, for some reason, think that all the stuff they've done wrong is just going to disappear. Really? Kind of interesting, too, because all these pics that President Trump keeps putting in, which I'm going to share a few more of those amazing, amazing pics here in a moment. Ann Wokeness said, extremely comforting fact that the incoming administration is filled with the parents of large families who are heavily invested in humanity's future. President Trump has 5 children. Vance has 3. RFK Jr. has 7. Hegseth, Defense Department, right? 7 children for Hegseth. Marco Rubio has 4. Musk has 12. Duffy has 9 children. That's for the transportation. Ratcliffe has 4 children, CIA director. Doug Burgum, interior, has 3 children. Noam has, the DH secretary, has 3 children. Waltz has 3. Very interesting because those that don't have children seem to act a little strange and behave a little differently. And this is J.D. Vance on that note a while back.
Of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is you go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
Interesting catch there by J.D. Vance. What do you guys think? Let us know below this video. And so again, like I showed you just a small clip of this, but I'll show you more from home and one of those picked to shut off these borders and deport the illegals. I had this to say.
Look, I shut my phone off Friday night because I couldn't handle the phone calls, the texts and emails from thousands of ICE agents and Border Patrol agents excited about the rumor I'm coming back. But more importantly, that thousands of retired agents retired board choices, retired military that want to come in and volunteer to help this president secure the border and do the deportation operation. So I've been off the grid for 3 days just because I couldn't handle all the phone calls. And plus, all the death threats rolling in. My family's not at home right now because that's starting. But, you know, that's something we're going to deal with. They're not going to bully me away. They're not going to shut me up. They're not going to make me go away. This is the biggest national security vulnerability this nation has seen since 9/11. We have to fix it.
And it's coming. They're going to fix it. Not before they try World War III and they try to stop it all from happening. Majority of voters approve of Trump's transition performance. You guys know that? All voters, 54% to 38%, approve. Of course, Democrats, 20% of them really approve, but 70% don't. Interesting. See the Democrats. 46% of independents approve. 40% of independents do not. And of course, Republicans should be there. 93% approve. For some reason, 5% of the Republican side just say, I don't really like what President Trump, the picks that he's bringing in. It could be the Rubios. Who knows? Regardless, some great things are going to play out.
The moment that President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. He will immediately sign executive orders, sealing the border shut, beginning the largest deportation operation in American history, finding the criminal gangs, rapists, drug dealers, and monsters that have murdered our citizens and sending them home. No one will be allowed to enter the country illegally, and ICE will be empowered in partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, the National Guard, to fully seal and secure the border with CBP and to find and identify the criminal threats that are inside this country and send them back home. We saw that heartbreaking testimony, Sean. Laken Riley, that precious, beautiful young woman, fought for her life against an illegal alien imported by Biden Harris for 18 harrowing minutes. She fought for her life. And we are going to honor that extraordinary woman. And we're going to honor every victim who has suffered under President Trump's leadership. We are going to honor that suffering by unleashing a righteous wave of justice and sending these criminal migrants back home.
Stephen Miller, Do It Q. Remember that picture? He's got his thumb up. Doitq.jpg. Oh, yeah. Another guy that I've just been really like listening to because he destroys the Communist News Network. And, you know, it's interesting. They used to fight back real hard and scream and yell and all that. Since Trump won, they kind of sit there and take their medicine. It's kind of interesting.
I'm amazed. I did not expect Hitler to get so many meeting requests. First from Joe Biden, now from Mika and Joe. It's amazing that literal Hitler is getting all these meeting requests. And what it tells me, Professor, is that all the rhetoric that came from the left, from the Democrats, from the White House, from Kamala Harris and everyone else before the election, all of the rhetoric, the fascism, the Hitler, the Nazi rally at him, it was all a bunch of BS. They didn't mean any of it. And if I were in the Democrat sort of rabble's shoes, I would be looking at all my leaders and going, did you just BS me for an entire 6 weeks before the election?
I just reread.
All these folks want meetings with Hitler all of a sudden. He's such a mean guy. Oh, can I go meet with you, please? Can we make up, please? Can we talk to the people who had it right? Like Ben Garrison that put out this meme. The election denier Seth Cashel makes absurd prediction that there's going to be a Trump victory, 312 to 226. His prediction was 100% accurate, by the way. Really good. I wonder if we'll have Laura Lee Trump in for Florida. Senator Rick Scott has officially endorsed Laura Trump for Senate to fill Marco Rubio's vacancy. You guys see how this is playing out? Quote, we need more Republicans in Washington who actually represent the Republican Party back home and will be steadfast in their commitment to fulfill the mandate from this election to make America great again. Let's do this, Ron DeSantis. Dun, 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 dun. That's why I was thinking about that song, because, you know, the other day we had another song that was playing, and we had a great time. I mean, it's really good, the music that's been picked recently. I've been enjoying it, but it just popped up on my playlist all of a sudden. That's why I thought it kind of matched what we really needed. Here we go.
Mitch McConnell is the single most unpopular politician in all of Washington, D.C., and it astonishes me to this day that he wields so much power being so disconnected from this. This is the map. This is the county-by-county map that you delivered at the RNC. Now, there's a passion project that you worked on. It was election integrity, specifically in Pennsylvania. And we've seen some shenanigans in Pennsylvania with the Supreme Court now bashing down more election rigging that is happening to try and potentially unseat a duly elected Republican senator in a flip, in a massive race flip, Bob Casey losing his seat, Dave McCormick winning. Yet you see this illegal counting continuing in the state of Pennsylvania. I know the RNC is suing. Can you give us an update?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the kind of thing, by the way, Benny, that was going on that nobody really was paying too much attention to. This is not the first time this playbook has been utilized to try and sway elections illegally. This is what the Democrats have done for a long time. We just were ahead of them in this election, and we had people on the ground, and we had eyes watching everything. So we caught them in this act. And essentially what they were saying is there are undated or improperly dated mail ballots that are not able to be counted legally in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. November 1st, we had a ruling from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the RNC did, that said, yes, those are going to be discounted. You cannot count those legally in this election. Well, bring in the Democrat team after the election is already decided, after it's very clear that McCormick had won that race. And they said, oh, we're going to try and actually shove this down the throats of specifically Bucks County. We're going to try and get them to count these ballots that are improperly or undated. And obviously, it is against Pennsylvania law. And you had that woman who I think that video went sort of viral. Yes. One of these women on their board there who said, oh, we don't care. We know it's illegal and we're going to go ahead and break the law. Well, no, you're not. That's why we kept a team, by the way, in every single state that still had outstanding races to make sure that if they played any games or if there was any funny business, we were ready to attack. And indeed, we did. And we had the Supreme Court come out again yesterday and say, actually, the ruling on November 1st still stands. You cannot count these ballots. So here we are. Obviously, the folks in Pennsylvania are paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million for a recount because of these shenanigans and funny business. But it is a rule that I think we're going to have to learn in future elections. You can't take anything for granted. You have to have your eyes everywhere and people in the room every time votes are cast and counted, even after the fact. And we're so proud of our election integrity team and our lawyers we had there on the ground. They did an incredible job with this.
It's good to get an update there. That was great that Benny brought her on, and that was something that I've been wanting to know about also. The victory is still ours. President Trump will be choosing Linda McMahon as his Secretary of Education, per reports. Linda is currently Trump's transition co-chair. Ed Secretary should have only two roles in this this time around, we hope: withhold funds from schools and districts grooming kids and gutting itself from the inside out and closing up shop. Of course, Fortune put out Trump nominates tracking magnet and climate change skeptic as energy secretary. It is so cool to see this continue. And folks, we're at andweknow.com. That's a great website. You can find everything you need there: X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can watch that video that you're looking at your screen to find out more about us and what we stand for. All of our videos are there. Our AUK merch is there. If you click on the merch button, it'll send you to buy our products and things that you can wear, especially for the holidays. You can put your name and email in there, hit submit, subscribe to our newsletter. You'll receive updates all the time. Our partners are also listed there. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll notice that all of those, if you see the videos and you're like, hey, I watched a video, but I forgot where they had LT Pet Club 247. Well, there it is on our website at andweknow.com. All the other ones are there for you to see. And also just want to let you know, if you hit that contact button, you'll be able to send us pictures. We need more pictures of people wearing our gear. We'd love to see those. Shop.andweknow.com. That's where you can find all of our sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, accessories, tees, and tanks, and our jean jackets. We have the blue, pink, and white, with some colors featuring a glitter logo. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
After several exhaustive months of filming, interviewing, and then editing this documentary,
I state without reservation that the United States federal government is the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. The probability that thousands of these UACs are being raped at this very moment is 100%. Chairman Higgins, Ranking Member Correa, Chairman Bishop, Ranking Member Ivey, and the members of the subcommittee, I appreciate the opportunity to speak about the evil of child trafficking caused by the open border policies under President Joe Biden and his administration. I served in the United States Border Patrol for 24 years until I retired as a deputy patrol agent in charge in San Diego sector. I worked under five presidential administrations, and only one president secured the border, President Donald Trump. Border Patrol agents went from working and being supported by the greatest border president in American history to the worst, President Joe Biden. My last year in the Border Patrol was Joe Biden's first year in office. On his first day in office, I watched in disbelief as 94 executive orders cascaded down from Washington, D.C., obliterating every immigration policy that had been provided the most secure border in America's history. Border Patrol agents were forced to carry out unconstitutional orders that violated every law in the Immigration Nationality Act. President Biden, through Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, created policy out of thin air, ignored federal immigration law, and facilitated the largest mass invasion into America that the world has ever seen. The United States of America will have spent hundreds of billions of dollars in 4 years to fund the needs of over 50 million illegal aliens that populate our nation. Between 1 in 6 and 1 in 7 residents in America is an illegal alien. America has suffered the greatest demographic shift in modern history. After serving in the United States Border Patrol for 24 years, spending a year researching and writing a best-selling book entitled Invaded, The Intentional Destruction of the American Immigration System, and filming two documentaries, I state with complete certainty that Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas intentionally, strategically, and purposely weaponized illegal immigration and used it as a tool to fundamentally transform America. Inside this invasion, the unspoken evil of child trafficking, and more specifically, child sex trafficking, has flourished. At the end of this current administration, the number of children trafficked will have grown to over 550,000 unaccompanied alien children known as UACs. This horrific number of children will have been arrested, released into America, and then lost. To put this into context, during President Trump's last year in office, Customs and Border Protection arrested 30,557 UACs who were accounted for and not lost. Conversely, in the first year of Biden's presidency, CBP arrested 147,975 UACs, most of which are unaccompanied, for and lost. In 2023, congressional hearings, Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, and Director of Office of Refugee Resettlement, Robin Marcos, forced to admit that their agency had no contact with over 85,000 UACs. They were lost. What did DHS, HHS, and ORR do to correct this humanitarian disaster? Nothing. In fact, all three agencies created further policies and procedures to increase the efficiency of moving UACs from the border to the interior of the United States to unknown and unvetted sponsors. Unaccompanied alien children were being handed off to total strangers. Then they disappeared into the darkness of labor and sex trafficking. In fact, a year later in August of 2024, the Inspector General with oversight over DHS issued a report stating the number lost UACs was not 85,000, it was over 320,000. My business partner Ryan Matt and I spent 6 months traveling across America filming a documentary titled What is Treason Trafficked? The evil of child sex trafficking is difficult to digest and understand. However, after conducting numerous interviews with officers, agents, and whistleblowers from every alphabet agency and department, it was made clear to us that the federal government knowingly and actively facilitated these criminal acts.
How about this, folks? These are going to be things that play out probably for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years as the exposure continues and arrests will come. Cash Patel joined Larry Kudlow for a great interview where he discussed John Ratcliffe stepping in as CIA director, Trump's mandate for sweeping changes. Check this out.
We know that John Ratcliffe has gone to the CIA. I think he's a pretty tough guy and he knows where at least some of the bodies are buried. What do you think? What should he look for?
You know, Johnny's a personal friend. We, you know, he was in Congress when we did Russiagate when I was a chief investigator, and then later when he was DNI, and I was the deputy director. He's a fantastic choice. He understands the intelligence community, but also you got to remember he was one of the stalwarts in Congress, who's a former federal prosecutor that stood up and said, look, my FBI and my DOJ that I used to run and work in lied to the American people, lied to a federal court, and illegally surveilled a president and thousands of Americans. And he took a lot of heat for it, but he was right.
He was right, absolutely. Now, we haven't heard FBI. Now, Matt Gaetz, Justice Department, that does oversee the FBI, but we need a strong FBI director.
Look, whether it's FBI, DOJ, DOD, I think the narrative and the mandate that President Trump received is simple. They want accountability inside of Washington, D.C. I'm not saying everyone in these institutions, far be it from everyone, has corrupted them. But the leadership structure, for example, at the Department of Defense, where I was chief of staff, these four-star and three-star generals, a lot of them are fantastic, Larry. Mm. But some of them, I don't understand what they're doing. They're there for their next promotion, and they're there to propagate DEI and white rage and climate change. But these are the same folks. When President Trump gets criticized for these appointments, why don't we ask the American public to say, hey, these are the folks that gave us the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. These are the folks that drone struck seven Afghani children in response to that and didn't take responsibility for that. These are the folks that failed the no-fail mission of the United States and are now leading us into multiple world wars. Of course, it's time for a change, and that's what America voted for.
Amen. That's right. We've got other changes coming. President Trump just announced that Howard Lutnick will be Commerce Secretary. He wants to eliminate income tax and fund the government using tariffs.
When was America great? At the turn of the century, our economy was rocking. This is 1900, 125 years ago. We had no income tax. And all we had was tariffs. All we had was tariffs. And we had so much money that we had the greatest businessmen of America get together to try to figure out how to spend it. That's who we were then. But then we had World War I and we had World War II. And we felt we had a duty to rebuild the rest of the world. So here's what we did. We took down our protection. We took down our tariffs. And we turned instead and we taxed Americans so that we could export the power of our economy and save the rest of the world, which we did. Now let me ask you a question. What decade should that have ended? Should it have ended in the 80s, the 90s, 2000? What in the world are we doing? We're letting the rest of the world eat our lunch. And it is time to make America great again.
That's what we're talking about. Get rid of that income tax. Get rid of the IRS. Be so amazing. And of course, introducing the Department of Government Efficiency. I just love listening to all these guys chime in about what's going to happen when President Trump has all these folks that he's picked. It's been great.
You got to remember, politicians have to raise money. These days, they do it using social media. Now, what Elon has, if people keep forgetting, because they say, well, he doesn't have a legislative mandate here. And I say, oh, he's got better than that. He's got X. So what happens is you're in some state somewhere and you own a project to nothing and you're spending $2 billion. He just will shame you out. He'll start naming to all of your voters exactly what you've done wrong and what you're not doing to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the concept of just squeezing heads to stop waste, because all he has to do is turn on the machine. Now, it's going to be very contentious. I've said this multiple times about mm-hmm. this mandate. The power he has is not to be underestimated, because if you can get to the voter of that governor or that senator that's wasting money in his eyes, and he can make a good case on X, you're going to cause a lot of damage in that constituency. And I love this idea because it's a negotiation. That's what it is. If you don't fix this, I'm going to call you out.
I'm going to call you out. And of course, it's pretty cool because Elon Musk posted, I believe this picture here, the greatest military intelligence operation of our time. The Doge father, I believe, godfather, right? Kind of a linkage there. What's really interesting is this is posted November 19th at 51. So you put 1951 together, right? 0051. 1951 together actually says, in early drops, Q mentioned Godfather 3. Michael Corleone is fighting the corrupt elements of the Vatican in Godfather. Well, it's interesting because the Doge father kind of matches at 1951. What are the chances of all that coming together so perfectly on the Intel board? Pretty cool. Back channels are important. Enjoy the show as it continues to play out. Breaking: Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky just said he wants to buy Google Chrome following the DOJ's move to force Google to sell it. Pavlovsky intends to rename it Rumble Chrome. Pavlovsky sent a message to Google saying, to save you headaches and years more of court battles, Rumble's very interested in acquiring Google Chrome. Two-thirds of the internet users prefer Chrome over user browsers. And, you know, Chrome, when you go in there and you do your search, a lot of the Google searches and more Chrome, others are manipulated in so many ways. But all this talk about money and resources and income tax going away, it'd really be good for you to go check out our video from Sunday with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Gold could outgain stocks and rise to $8,000. States are in financial trouble. I mean, we really get into some great info in this video, folks. It is phenomenal how he's able to piece things together and keep us really biblically based in all that we do. And it's amazing how he's able to share things.
Roll it back into gold, right? Because our goal is to minimize risk, maximize return every step along the way. So when I see stories like this, it excites me because gold is not a manufacturing metal. It's not an industrial metal. It serves one purpose: to act as a hedge against collapsing confidence in the economy, against a collapsing dollar. It's your insurance policy, or not just the dollar, of any currency in the world. It's your insurance policy against your collapsing currency.
And that's what the headline: gold price has room to hit $8,000 in this bull cycle. Interesting. AmWeKnow.com/gold. If you go check that out in the description box below, you can actually reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott yourself, have a conversation with him or someone on his team. You'll be absolutely amazed. Now, I wanted to get to issues going on with the border here. First, wanted to show you this video, more proof that people are currently living in tents.
And are unfortunately living in these tents. Clint over here, as you can see, it is a freaking muddy mess over here.
They're living in mud and tents and stuff still there in that area. And they had this hearing, and a lot of clips were put out, but I wanted to show this one from Mr. Molinaro.
Do you see the absurdity that American citizens are getting their $750 and then, yes, struggling through a very complicated process to meet the thresholds necessary to get the aid they need to have housing, food, and shelter, while your agency is contracting with not-for-profits to easily hand out access to those who are here placed here illegally?
He's talking to FEMA.
Do you see the absurdity?
Congressman, our mission is to support people, help people before, during, and after disasters. And
do you think that there is, ma'am, do you think in responding to an emergency, the priority of government ought to be to ensure that American citizens are triaged and that the services of FEMA are focused on responding to them and their service programs first?
I absolutely believe that the services that FEMA provides should be supporting the people that have been impacted by disasters.
Should there be equity in that distribution and response? Should there be fairness in that response?
We should make sure that all people have access to our programs and that we remove the
barriers. Fair enough. So it's my time and I get 4 minutes, 2 minutes to do it. So in fairness, do you not see the inequity in those placed here illegally having taxpayers support a plane ticket, a house, a hotel, food, cell phones, access to health care? Do you not see the inequity that they have access immediately? I want us to be a welcoming nation. But if we cannot respond to those who are living in emergencies, then we do not have the right to claim that we are the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Do you not see the inequity?
Congress directed.
No, Congress established law. You have to prioritize, triage, and decide. During COVID, there were federal agencies and local governments who were responsible for providing lots of services. We said, in this emergency, you're not going to do that. We told federal employees, get back out onto the ground because you've got to respond to a public health pandemic, and most of them were never involved in public health, health response. You established the priority. Why can you not say today that the priority ought to have been to make sure that American citizens were getting first response, adequate response, and not distracted response? Why can you not say that?
Our priority is the American people, and we administered our disaster programs.
And you will not, and you will not admit to or acknowledge the inequities. I'm not trying to be combative. This is absurd. Today, when you spent some time and my colleagues talk about misinformation, first, misinformation is freedom of speech, whether it's true or not. But you know what fuels misinformation? The inequity that FEMA has engaged in. Mm. Because it allows for people to assume, whether true or not, a level of either incompetence, inefficiency, or lack of concern for those who are struggling the most when they see individuals enter this country illegally and then are transported here and receiving services. And you know that it is easier to access the shelter and services funding than it is to access disaster relief aid, housing assistance, small business aid. You know that it's more complicated. Doesn't that in and of itself fuel the misinformation?
Congressman, we are administering that program as directed by Congress.
You are not administering the program as directed by Congress. We established the law, we established the provisions, and we expect the person, whether it's the president or the administrator of FEMA, to decide what is and is not priority in response to emergency. And by that very measure, with all due respect, the agency has failed. And it has lost focus. My time is up. I yield back.
It's lost focus, all right, FEMA. Matt Van Swole shows this. The land grab narrative you've been hearing from people in Western North Carolina is not a conspiracy theory. Here's how it works. Your family lives on 30 acres of land by the river worth approximately $225,000. Helene rolls in and wipes out your home and floods about 50% of your land. You now live in a tent with your kids and have applied to get a temporary housing unit from FEMA. FEMA shows up, takes a look around, says, "Sorry, we can't give you a trailer to live in on this land. You are in a flood zone." You say, "Okay, I don't want to live in a tent with my kids anymore. What should I do?" FEMA says, "You can sell your land to us for the current tax evaluation of $18,000, and we will put you up in a nice warm RV." You say, "Wait, I can't sell this land for $18,000. It's worth at least 10 times that, and it's the only asset that I have." FEMA says, "Okay, no worries. Bye." Now you're stuck living in your tent with your three kids, wondering if you should sell the only thing you have left to your name just to have a warm place for your family to sleep. That's the land grab. This stuff better change. It better change quick. But you know, the aerial footage shot this morning, many tent cities in Western North Carolina due to Helene. FEMA says these don't exist, yet here it is. There's one that you're on your screen. So where are you, FEMA? Why have you abandoned us? I just don't understand. One of those that hasn't been abandoned, of course, the Suzanne's legal battle against Child Protective Services. Remember, we showed in the video a few videos ago, Suzanne Kuntz is a survivor of the Hurricane Helene disaster. They took her son away from her. You guys reacted. There was only like $11,000 or $12,000 at the time donated, I believe, after our video. Maybe a few others were sharing on social media, but they shot up to $32,925 raised since that video came out. That's is absolutely amazing. I believe a lot of it's from you guys. And I sent a message to David James to let him know about the video and to try to get an update. And I'm waiting back for an answer. Hopefully they're able to get back with us soon. Speaking of children and taking children, this happened in our country. Somebody was arrested, a mom, just for letting her son walk a few miles down the road.
Police body camera video shows the moment Brittany Patterson was arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town by himself.
This is in Georgia.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
On October 30th, Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who's since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
I wasn't concerned. I wasn't, you know, panicking or concerned because it's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home, and 5 hours later, they returned.
Call mommy and tell them they're taking me to jail because you decided to walk down the street.
Let go of your hands.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, call mommy.
You're the mother. That's your responsibility.
Any time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail. The warrant, claiming she willingly and knowingly did endanger the bodily safety of her juvenile son.
Our criminal justice system is built on the fact that you did something or you were negligent. You did something criminally negligent. So what is it she did?
Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan that includes the use of a GPS tracker on her son's phone. But she refuses to sign it or admit doing anything wrong.
I just felt like I couldn't sign that and that in doing so would be agreeing that there was something unsafe about my home or something unsafe about my parental decisions. And I just don't believe that.
Brittany Patterson is out on bail, awaiting to see if prosecutors will indict.
The government getting involved in everything that you do day in and day out. Man, if this would have happened back in my day, man, all the parents would have went to jail. I mean, we'd get on our bike and ride for miles and miles out, and we'd go fishing, go hang out with our friends, spend the night, you know, that kind of stuff, go out go-karting, so much more, building forts. You guys remember those days? And of course, now, I wouldn't let my kids walk anywhere alone that far away from home because of all of the people that snatch the children, but it's not up to the government to police us on how we take care of our children, that is for sure. They're just getting overly involved. Thought I'd show you that. And also to show you Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, President Trump actually showed Dan Scavino had a video of President Trump for 37 seconds riding in vehicles. And of course, he always seems to time it, Dan Scavino, at a number 37, so we can look at that and a timestamp, and he releases it. I think it's always there to communicate with all of us. That 37 Q post, they are the true patriots. We will never forget. Let these coming days be remembered in our history as the time we fought to recapture the republic from those evil bad actors who for so long have sacrificed the good people of this land for their own personal gain. Fight the good fight. Let justice be served. Be alert, patriots. In the coming days, we're going to recapture the republic from the deep state and justice will be served. Thanks for the message, President of the United States. Thank you, Dean Erickson, for that reminder. And I want to take you to just a little bit more of what we played yesterday of this Oklahoma superintendent sued over the Bible mandate that he's placed, you know, all the children, because it's such a terrible thing to give to children. But watch what the Communist News Network tries to do, these CIA-trained agents doing nothing but psyops and propaganda to try to destroy the minds of the people. They'll do anything to stop the Word of God from entering these schools. And then they say, oh, okay, we can't go against him for that, but let's just talk about what kind of Bible he's bringing in.
The books you bought from what you raised in your Twitter handle, I just saw a link to that, was the Trump-endorsed Bible. That's $60 a pop. There are many Bibles available that are less than half of that. Why are you using the Trump-endorsed Bible? What do you say to critics who argue this is clear-cut political pandering right here?
What I would tell critics is, we're going to teach American history in Oklahoma. So that includes the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and Bill of Rights. They are all included in this Bible that we've purchased. The Bible will be back in every Oklahoma classroom. President Trump
is
bringing...
Why the Trump Bible, though? Why not a cheaper Bible where you could save a lot of money and taxpayer dollars?
I just told you. All of those documents are in this Bible that we purchased for our kids so that they could understand the full context of the founding documents. So we have the Bible, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. These are all so important in our students' understanding what makes America the greatest country in the history of the world. And again, look, the media doesn't have to like it, but the reality...
The media doesn't have to like it, but the reality is we've got it all included. For these folks who hate anything that has to do with their creator, their hearts are burned, incinerated, and more. And our hope and prayer is that this Communist News Network anchor would finally wake up and quit doing what she's doing, and hopefully somebody will lead her to salvation. We'll see. Ancient inscription reading, Jesus is God, from 1,800 years ago, is greatest find since the Dead Sea Scrolls. That was in the news in the U.S. Sun. Many more proofs are out there, and we are watching our Heavenly Father put all of this together in a masterful way. No matter how bad and grim things might look, folks, always remember, when they're throwing all this war stuff at you, do not fear. Do you think fear is going to make it to help you make it to the next day? No. Do we have prayers going up for North Carolina, Tennessee, and hopefully more and more people going up there to help? We do. We know that everything works together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Let's keep our eye on the prize and realize that our Heavenly Father is the one that should receive all the praise, honor, and glory for all that's been playing out in everything that we say and do. May it continue to be a beautiful birthday for us, a new birth of our nation every single day.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you can continue to do in and through our lives, how you've orchestrated just each pick that is being brought in to rescue this nation through their leadership. We ask and hope that as they have their children, their families, they look to that and see more and more how you've put all this together for us at this time. We hope and pray that the protection that is over all of these folks would be enormous, and that you, at all times, we just beg you that you allow us, our country, to stay away from war, that these things that are playing out would all be something that is just trying to strike in fear. And we hope that as we get into power with those that we've elected, that finally we'd see our nation continue to be brought back to life and rescued, and more so than we can even imagine. Thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who's alive and well now. We ask all this in His name, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time that you spend with us. And we have just been so amazed by your prayers, how you continue to direct us in so many ways with your emails and your love. It's been absolutely phenomenal. And we'll soon come up with our announcements for next summer. We're looking forward to that. And again, we'll hope to keep these updates coming for the future as we move each day. I'm not sure if we'll have one this Thursday, but we'll continue the best we can. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Em We Know, signing out.
L is for the way you look.
Hi, I'm Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority. I have a simple message for Chuck Schumer and for Bob Casey. It's over.
Extraordinary E is even more than anyone that you adore can.
Look, I shut my phone off Friday night because I couldn't handle the phone calls and texts and emails from thousands of ICE agents and Border Patrol agents excited about the rumor I'm coming back.
Me, oh. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very.
Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism. That DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
Love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made.